Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. Become a member at wwfm.org. Thank you. Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly, every week at this time and hour of the music of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. Tonight we have perhaps the greatest composer of the Renaissance, Palestrina. We're going to hear in just a moment his Missa Brevis with the Tallis Scholars. Later in the program, three songs by late 15th century English composer Robert Morton, who you may not be familiar with, but I'm going to play three pieces so you will at the end of the program. And then Paul Odette will be featured on Lute, Four-Course Cittern, and Orpharion, respectively, in three Elizabethan ballad settings. We begin with the music of Palestrina, and despite its title, Palestrina's famous Missa Brevis is one of the most substantial and sonorous of all his Mass settings to be written in four parts. The reason for this title, meaning short Mass, is a mystery, though the name of it may be connected with the lack of any obvious model for the setting. Palestrina, early in his career, liked to use other composers' motets or plainsong chant to rework in parody fashion an old and respectable technique. Many people have looked for such a model in this case, but without success. Plainsong was the most likely starting point, but if so, the melodies are not consistently applied. The Mass, first published in 1570, was a success from the start, being reprinted several times before 1620. There have been countless modern editions. Here's a performance of it now, the Missa Brevis of Palestrina, performed by the Tallis Scholars, directed by Peter Phillips.
Thank you.
Music there by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina. His Mass, the Missa Brevis, the short Mass, a performance of it by the Talis Scholars, directed by Peter Phillips. Here on Distant Mirror, I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Music next by Englishman Robert Morton, late 15th century composer, who served in the employ of the Dukes of Burgundy, Philip the Good and Charles the Bold. We're going to hear three pieces by Robert Morton, Les Souvenirs de vous mettez, Que Poirot plus, and Plus je le montre regarde. A performance here by Gothic Voices, directed by Christopher Page. Music of Robert Morton from a CD called The Castle of Fair Welcome. Courtly songs of the later 15th century. That was Gothic Voices, directed by Christopher Page. And the pieces that we heard by Robert Morton were, and here's the translations, close as I can get, The Memory of You Kills Me, What More Could a Lady Do? And the final piece we heard there, The More I Have Looked at the World. Robert Morton, late 15th century English composer who served in the courts of Philip the Good and Charles the Bold, both Dukes of Burgundy. And you're listening to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly, and Distant Mirror and programs like Distant Mirror are made possible in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. The period between 1580 and 1620 is often referred to as the golden age of English lute music, since nearly 2,000 lute pieces have survived from this era, more than double the combined repertoire of madrigals and virginal music, many of which, in fact, are by the greatest composers of the age. In addition to works by famous masters, a large portion of this repertoire, particularly sets of variations on ballad tunes, survives without attribution. Many of these are clearly the work of important composers, but the sources simply neglected to identify the authors, either because the scribes were unsure themselves, or they knew so well who the composers were that they didn't need to remind themselves by writing the names down. These works can thus only be ascribed to the prolific and ever-elusive Anonymous. The variations on ballad tunes presented here are taken from a variety of English manuscripts between 1590 and 1620, some copied out for students in simple practice material, others recorded as an accurate account of well-thought-out compositions. This is from a CD, Elizabethan Ballad Settings. We're going to hear Paul Odet, and he's featured here on lute, Ophirion, and cittern. And we'll hear three pieces, and which will showcase him on each of these instruments. And we're going to begin with John, Come Kiss Me Now. That will be performed on lute. Following that, Sweet Smiling Kate Loves Me, another Anonymous, this time Scottish piece, and that on four-course cittern, and we'll conclude with an Anonymous Ground, that on Ophirion. Here is Paul Odet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Three Elizabethan ballad settings there performed by Paul Odette. We heard John Come Kiss Me Now with Paul Odette on lute, followed that with Sweet Smilin' Katie Loves Me, which is an anonymous Scottish piece, and that performed on four-core cittern, and concluding with a anonymous ground performed on Ophirion. Music performed by Paul Odette. Elizabethan ballad settings here on Distant Mirror. And we're going to wrap things up with some Elizabethan lute songs. Here is soprano Amy Elizabeth Wheeler. She's accompanied here by Yaroslav Lipsky on Renaissance lute and torobo. You'll probably recognize these. If not, I'll tell you on the other side.
My sweetheart, come along. Don't you hear the sweet song? Those sweet notes of the nightingale flow. Don't you hear the fond tale of the sweet nightingale as she sings in the valleys below? As she sings in the valleys below. Pray let me alone, I have hands of my own. Along with you, sir, I'll not go. Hear the fond tale of the shall hear the fond tale of the sweet nightingale as she sings in the valleys below. As she sings in the valleys below. The couple agreed and were married with speed, and soon to the judge they did go. No more is she afraid.
And you've just heard three Elizabethan lute songs for voice and lute, performed by Amy Elizabeth Wheeler, soprano, and Yaroslav Lipsky, Renaissance lute and tarobo. What Thing Is Love was the name of the CD. We heard Sweet Nightingale, an anonymous piece. We follow that with What Thing Is Love, the title track, that by Philip Rossiter, and concluded with the very well-known Lord Willoughby's Welcome Home, anonymous piece as well, from Peregrine Records compact disc. That does it for Distant Mirror this week. I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Be with me again next week at the same time for another hour of music of the Middle Ages and Renaissance on Distant Mirror. Until then, Salus et Vita.